Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I want to welcome you to day two of our 21-day Make Room prayer call. I hope you are doing well and that you're already starting to see and feel the difference of making room for God. I truly believe that when we are intentional about making room for God, God will be intentional about filling that room with exactly what we need. When we clear the space, God doesn't leave it empty. God fills it with His peace, His strength, His wisdom, and His presence. But here's what I've also learned. Sometimes making room isn't just about adding more of God. It's about removing more of us. It's about recognizing the things we've been carrying, the weights we've gotten used to, the habits we've justified, and realizing they're not helping us run this race. They're actually slowing us down. Yesterday was a powerful start. Our word was cleanse, asking God to wash our hearts, to clear the corners, and to sweep away the residue that's been keeping us from seeing Him clearly. You see, that's the beauty of this journey. Each day builds on the one before it. God doesn't just cleanse us so we can feel lighter. God cleanses us so we can be ready for the next step. And today's step is going to require that we make another choice. Not just to be washed, but to be willing to let go. Because the truth is, it's possible to be cleansed on the inside, but still weighed down on the outside. It's possible for God to forgive us, but for us to still be holding on to things that slow us down. Yesterday, our word was cleansed. Today, our word is cast. When you think of the word cast, what comes to mind? Perhaps you think about a fisherman standing at the edge of the water, winding up and with one smooth motion, casting his line far away from himself. Once that line leaves his hand, it's no longer in his possession. It's gone out into another place. Or maybe you think about a doctor putting a cast on a broken bone, something designed to immobilize it so it can heal, which means you have to stop using it, stop carrying weight on it, and surrender it to a process that's not in your control. The truth is, both pictures carry a common thread. Casting requires release. It means taking something that's in your hands or in your control and placing it beyond your reach. And that's where many of us struggle, not because God hasn't forgiven us, but because we keep holding on to what God's telling us to let go. Remember playing tug of war as a kid? Your team is holding tight to the rope, digging in your heels, trying to pull the other side across the line. But imagine you realize mid-game that holding on is tearing your hands up. It's straining your back and you're not even winning. The moment you let go, all that resistance, all that tension, all that pain stops instantly. Church, that's the power of casting. Sometimes the struggle isn't about fighting harder. It's about letting go. That's what Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, which is our key verse this morning, is getting at. Listen to the Message translation of this verse. It says, "Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. no extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. The word strip or lay aside, it comes from a word which means to put away, to renounce, to cast off something once and for all. It's not a temporary pause or a seasonal break from the weight. It's a decisive action that says, I'm not picking this back up again. In the original context, the Greek word paints the picture of an athlete removing every piece of clothing or gear that would slow them down before entering the race. You see, no serious runner would try to compete while wearing a heavy coat or carrying a backpack. They strip it off because they know speed requires freedom, and freedom requires letting go. That's what the writer of Hebrews is telling us this morning. If we're going to run the race God has set before us, we can't afford to be entangled in yesterday's hurts, bound by unconfessed sin, or slowed down by unhealthy attachments. We must cast off once and for all whatever is not helping us get to where God is calling us to be. Now, I don't want to oversimplify this and make you feel like casting off is easy, because truth be told, some of the things God is asking you to release are things you've grown comfortable carrying. Some of them have been with you so long, they've started to feel like a part of your identity. Letting go might mean facing the fear of what life will look like without that habit, without that relationship, that coping mechanism, or even that familiar pain. It might mean trusting God to fill a space you've been filling yourself. And that's not always a quick, painless process. It's a deliberate act of faith. But here's the encouragement. God never tells us to lay something down without already having something better in his hand to give us. The weight you cast off today might just be the thing that's been keeping you from the joy, peace, and freedom God's been trying to put in your life all along. Now, let's differentiate two things: sins and weights. Sins are generally understood as transgressions against God's moral code, willful acts of disobedience to God's word that violates God's holiness. Weights, on the other hand, aren't necessarily sinful in and of themselves, but they are harmful because they hinder, distract, and drain you. A weight might be a relationship that's pulling you away from your purpose, a habit that eats up the time and energy you could be investing in God's call, or a fear that keeps you stuck in the familiar instead of stepping into the future. Weights can even be blessings from a past season that have now become burdens in the present season. Let me say that again. Weights can even be blessings from a past season that have now become burdens in the present one. And I know that might sound confusing, because how can a blessing become a burden? It's because God operates in seasons, and each season has a specific purpose. Think of it this way. The job you were so grateful to get 5 years ago, the one that provided for your family and built your confidence, was a blessing. But what if God is now calling you to a new ministry or a different path that requires more of your time and energy? That job, which was a blessing then, could become a weight now, holding you back from stepping into what God has for you next. It's not that the blessing was bad, it's that its purpose has been fulfilled. We have to be willing to release what was good in the last season so we can be ready to receive what God has for us in this season. Y'all, it's about recognizing that God's plan is always moving forward, and we're called to move with Him, not to stay anchored to the past. And here's the danger. When we refuse to let go of a past blessing, it can subtly become an idol. We start clinging to the gift more than the giver. We hold on to what God did then so tightly that we close our hands to what God wants to do now. And that's how something good can quietly shift into something harmful, because it's no longer in alignment with God's present will for your life. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 is clear. Even if it's not sin, if it's slowing you down or keeping you from running freely, it's got to go. But Pastor, what about when that friendship got me through one of the hardest seasons of my life? Yeah, that was good then. But if it's pulling you away from God's purpose now, it got to go. What about when that job helped put food on the table and pay off my debt? Yeah, that was good then. But God's opening a new door and you can't step through it carrying that weight. It got to go. What about when that habit kept me sane in a stressful season? Yeah, that was good then. But now it's become a crutch that's slowing down your growth. What about when that comfort zone made me feel safe when life was chaotic? That was good then, but now it's keeping you from walking by faith. Here's the formula. Distraction plus delay plus disobedience equals weight. And if it's a weight, the weight gotta go. Let's break that down, because I believe this formula gives us a clear lens to examine what we might be carrying. It all starts with a distraction. This is something that pulls your focus away from God's best for you. It might be good in and of itself, but it diverts your attention, your time, your energy from your primary purpose. A new hobby, a social media feed, or a demanding schedule that isn't fulfilling God's call can all be distractions. They aren't inherently evil, but they keep your eyes off the prize. Now, when a distraction becomes a pattern, it leads to delay. You know what you're supposed to be doing, but you put it off. You're delaying the step of faith God is asking you to take. Maybe you've been delaying that difficult conversation, that career change, or that commitment to serve in ministry. The weight of the delay itself begins to slow you down. You feel stuck. You feel stagnant. And you wonder why you're not seeing progress. It's because you got distracted. And the distraction led to delay. Just think about the Israelites. That's a good example. They got distracted in the wilderness, grumbling about manna, longing for Egypt, focusing on their discomfort instead of God's promise. And that distraction turned into delay. What should have been an 11-day journey from Egypt to Canaan turned into 40 years of wandering. As some of you can relate to that, you done took the scenic route when God had already mapped out the shortcut. What should have been a few months turned into a few years. What should have been one conversation turned into a season of avoidance. What should have been a simple step of faith turned into circles around that same mountain. And why? Because you got distracted. And that distraction led to delay. And the longer you delayed, the heavier it got, until one day you realize, I'm not just off schedule, I'm off assignment. Because you allowed distraction to become a pattern, it didn't just waste time, it reshaped your habits. And instead of carrying out or crying out to God for direction, you kept circling the same mountain, stuck in the same cycle, repeating the same course. And church, that's the danger. Delay left unchecked becomes disobedience. Because every lap you take around that mountain is another yes to comfort and another no to God's command. Many of the Israelites missed the promised land, not because God changed his mind. They missed it because they kept rehearsing the wilderness instead of stepping into the promise. And for some of us, God has been saying it's time to move forward, but we've been too busy tracing the same path to even notice. That's why Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 doesn't say set the weight down gently. No, it says cast it off. Throw it away decisively. Break the cycle before the cycle breaks you. But how? Let me give you some actionable steps today. This is how you break the cycle. This is how you cast the weight down. One, name it. Two, confess it. Three, replace it. And four, guard against it. Number one, name it. You can't cast off what you refuse to acknowledge. As long as you keep calling it just the way I am or not that big of a deal, it will keep its grip on you. Ephesians 5:11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. You see, exposure begins with honesty. Call that distraction, that delay, or that disobedience by its name. If it's fear, call it fear. Is it procrastination? Is it a relationship that's draining you? Be honest with yourself and with God, because you can't be free from what you're still protecting. So number one, name it. Number two, confess it. Once you name it, bring it straight to God. Don't carry it another day, because 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 promises if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession isn't about informing God. Guess what? He already knows. It's about agreeing with God that this thing doesn't belong in my life. You see, confession breaks the enemy's hold of secrecy, opens the door for forgiveness, and invites God to do the cleansing work only God can do. So name it, confess it. Number three, replace it. When you cast something off, you can't leave that space empty. Otherwise, it leaves room for the same thing or worse to creep back in. Luke chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 warns that when something is removed and the space is left swept clean but unfilled, the problem can return even stronger. So if social media was the weight, replace that time with prayer, with scripture, or meaningful connection. If a toxic conversation was the weight, replace it with worship or an encouraging word from someone who builds you up. Whatever you take out, put something godly in its place. All right. Number four, guard against it. You see, weights have a way of sneaking back in if you're not watchful. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Guarding means setting boundaries, making adjustments to your environment, and surrounding yourself with people who help you run light and run well. It might mean saying no to certain invitations, limiting time with certain people, or even rearranging your schedule so God's priorities come first. Guarding isn't about living in fear. It's about protecting your freedom so you can keep running. So remember, distraction plus delay plus disobedience equals wait. But focus plus faith plus follow through equals freedom. When you fix your eyes on Jesus, trust him enough to move when he says move, and actually finish what he told you to start, the weight has no choice but to fall off, and you get to run your race light, free, and strong. Let's pray. Father, we exalt you this morning. You are the Alpha and Omega, the author and finisher of our faith. You are our strong tower, our deliverer, and our sustainer. You are the one who spoke the worlds into existence, and you hold all things together by the power of your word. There is no one like you in heaven or on earth. We thank you for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right minds. Thank you for the gift of salvation, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the blood of Jesus that covers and cleanses us. Thank you for bringing us together on this prayer call for another day of making room for you. We thank you for the victory you gave us yesterday in cleansing our hearts. And thank you for the strength you are giving us today to cast off every weight and sin that slows us down. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we obey your word. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we cast off, we throw aside, we decisively remove every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us. We reject every distraction, every delay, every trace of disobedience. We lay down habits that drain us, relationships that pull us away from you, and fears that keep us from stepping into our future. We release them now into your hands and declare we will not pick them back up. We choose focus today. We choose faith, and we choose follow through. All of that equals our freedom in you. So, Father, I lift up every person on this call who is wrestling under the weight of what you're calling them to release. For the one bound by fear, wrap them in perfect love that drives out fear. Replace their trembling with holy boldness and their hesitation with a courageous yes. For the one clinging to relationships that drain them, open their eyes to see clearly, to discern who is covenant and who is counterfeit. Give them the grace to set healthy boundaries and the wisdom to know that obedience sometimes means separation. For the one carrying the guilt of past mistakes, remind them that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Lift the shame off their shoulders and replace it with the robe of righteousness. For the one stuck in cycles, going back and forth, going back to what you've already delivered them from, break the chains today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, uproot every stronghold in their mind, every addiction in their flesh, every pattern in their spirit that keeps them circling that same mountain. For the one weighed down by grief or loss, be the lifter of their head. Let your presence guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Remind them that casting is not throwing away the memory. It's placing the burden into hands far stronger than theirs. And Lord, for the silent ones struggling, the ones who smile in public but cry in private, breathe fresh wind into their lungs today. Whisper to their spirit that you see them, you know them, and you have not forgotten them. Give them the courage to drop what's heavy so they can take hold of what's holy. And now, Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, we silence every voice of the enemy that tries to whisper lies, bring up the past or convince us that freedom is impossible. We shut the mouth of the accuser just like you promised in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The enemy's voice has no jurisdiction over the redeemed, so we reject every word, curse, every negative label, every generational lie spoken over our lives. We decree that those words fall to the ground and bear no fruit. We cancel every assignment of sabotage, distraction, or delay that would try to hinder the release you're calling us to. We take captive every thought that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ, and we make it obedient to the word of God. And now, Father, I speak life over every person on this call. I declare that we will run this race today with endurance, laying aside every weight and sin that so easily entangles us. We speak strength into weary bodies, clarity into confused minds, and courage into hesitant hearts. Lord, I declare that our children and educators step into classrooms. The atmosphere will be saturated with peace and protection today. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment will be condemned. Lord, we declare that excellence, favor, and focus will rest on them this year. Lord, we speak blessing over jobs, businesses, and ministries. Open doors that no man can shut. Closed doors that no one can open. Give us divine strategy to thrive where you planted us and grace to let go when you're moving us forward. Lord, I declare Psalm 1 over our lives today, that we are like trees planted by streams of living water, bringing forth fruit in season. And everything we do, everything we put our hands to today shall prosper. So everyone on the call, I want you to repeat after me our affirmation for today. Say, today I choose to cast off every weight. I refuse to carry what God did not design for me to carry. I am free from distraction, free from delay, free from disobedience. I walk in focus. I walk by faith, and I will follow through. I run my race light. I run my race strong. And I run my race with joy. In the name of Jesus, we declare, and it is so. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Share the call. I pray that it was a blessing to you today. Yesterday, our word was cleansed. Today, our word is cast. We got to cast some stuff off today. Hey, listen, I am praying for your success today and whatever you lay your hands to. The devotional call will be uploaded to our website today at gracechurchal.com. So if your friend or your coworker missed it, just refer them to the website. Hey, listen, I'm rooting for you today. So be careful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.